This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Donna Adelson is about to see her day in court for her alleged role in the murder-for-hire plot against her son-in-law, Dan Markell, her daughter, Wendy, the former spouse of Dan. Dan's life was taken after the divorce set in, and he didn't really want to cooperate with moving somewhere with his kids. He liked where he lived. He wanted to just be a dad, and he had every right to be, because that's what he has the right to do as a human being. Well, the Adelsons didn't really like that all that much, and well, Charlie's now been convicted of murder, and basically comes down to he didn't want to move, and grandma and the family, they wanted the grandkids closer, so natural thing to do, you know, murder him. At least that's the allegations. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. This is one of those cases where we literally have checks signed to the intermediary, to the hitman, by Donna Adelson from the Adelson family. And the intermediary just happens to be Charlie's former girlfriend. Again, no such thing as an open and shut case, but when you're writing random checks to people like that that have nothing to do with your business, I don't think it's going to fare very well in court.
Luckily for us, unhealthy people tend to be really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just we keep seeing that these patterns of cases, especially when it comes to child custody issues and murder for hire, seem to go hand in hand these days, doesn't it?
Yes.
And the greatest undoing of all these cases is the number of people involved. Thankfully, there's enough people involved here with the accused, Donna being the matriarchy henchwoman in charge.
Yeah.
And they're their greatest undoing, because again, you get in this group think that they all get in. And when you're surrounded by a bunch of yes people, you're thinking we're all safe and fine because we're all on the same sheet of music. And they forget that there's going to be people outside of this circle that are looking in. Mm-hmm. And because there's so many cases we see a lack of experience and luckily a lack of experience in reps and having a murder for hire in their lives, they made a lot of missteps along the way. Thankfully, that is going to be their undoing.
Well, I've never seen a murder for hire plot that basically is paid for on layaway. Which is how this essentially was
done. I hate laughing at these things, but it's so true.
It's true. Because literally the whole premise of, okay, you're going to pay us in payment, a payment plan for murdering him. I mean, it makes me think, like, I'm guessing, it almost seems like inexperience all around on everybody, where the Adelsons think this is actually a thing and that the killers are like, yeah, we'll accept a layaway plan. It's just, what? What are you doing?
And then when we're in jail, we'll talk in code. One will figure us out.
And whisper, because Donna seems to think that when she whispers things over the phone, she won't be heard. It's just preposterous. I mean, obviously, she ends up getting arrested at the airport as she was trying to flee to Vietnam. Harvey didn't. The husband, Harvey's still a free man, not charged with anything. Wendy's still free, not charged with anything as well. And those are two key other players in all of this. I'm imagining we're going to see Wendy testify in this, either for the defense or the state or both. I know she's not flipping on mom, but that would imply that she had some sort of knowledge to begin with. Her story is that there was no knowledge. What I'm very curious about there here is Harvey, the husband, and what level of knowledge did he have of this? Or is he just completely oblivious to all of this that was going on? And Donna just kind of does what Donna does, that Harvey hears about it later and then has to try and pick up the pieces. Or maybe he's just like, oh, whatever she's doing. I don't know. He could be one of those types. But the fact that we're getting on a plane together to go to Vietnam tells me, unless he was shocked that they're not going on this exotic trip, he must have some knowledge as to why they were trying to flee the country.
Yeah, you would think so. It lines. It's funny, the way our conjecture tries to work and our mind tries to place things in boxes is you'd like to believe that maybe he didn't have any knowledge of this and that he's completely unwitting. And all I can do is think back to the Lori and Chad Daybell In the fact, before the trial of Chad started, we're thinking, oh, he is probably duped by her. He's just a mope. And all of a sudden, you started seeing all the text messages that he was involved in. You're like, oh, no, he was a lot more culpable than we thought he was when it's all revealed. And so we might have the same thing here where it doesn't look like on the surface at the moment that he might not have as much awareness about what's going on. But let's see where the investigation takes us, because like you said, if someone's bringing you to the airport to go to Vietnam, you should be asking at least one question. What was the cause of that?
Yeah, like, oh.
It's not your normal garden spot where you say, let's go to Vietnam for some fun.
Let's go get some bami sandwiches just down the road at the no, we're going to literally go to Vietnam. Okay. Whatever you say, Donna. It's fascinating. Does it make more sense the way, I mean, if they're doing it this way, picking them off one by one, Charlie, now Donna, and then maybe Wendy, maybe Harvey next, that rather than everybody goes in at the same time and they're all tried, you know, in their individual ways, does it make more sense to do this way? Because you end up uncovering more layers of the onion than you would if you were trying to peel them all simultaneously?
Yeah, everyone's got their methodologies for what they do. This would be more of my methodology as well. Focus one person at a time, mm-hmm. make a personal connection, discover what their individual priorities are, what their individual feelings were, because everyone's going to have a different context of what was going on, what the reality is. And what most importantly, when you're communicating and trying to inspire someone to maybe say something that's not in the person's best interest that you're going for, it takes a different way of to communicate with them. And so being able to adjust as an interviewer, as an investigator for that particular individual, you're going to constantly shift along the lines of each person. And you're going to learn a lot more as you go down, because what you're generally doing is like peeling an onion. You know, you got my one layer here, or we learned a lot here. Now we're going to go next layer, next layer, next layer, until you eventually get to the core of the onion. And so they're learning a lot by these interviews and people flipping along the way. Because again, our the outside looking in is like, oh, he must not have known anything. Well, until you start talking here. And then with the information you're getting from one person, it's going to give you the probable cause to go up on a FISA, or not in this case, but a subpoena to get a toll records, to get phone records that to other tendrils that might not have known before.
Yeah.
These person you're talking to is going to expose and give access to the circle of influence around other individuals that may or may not have been involved. So that's what thorough investigation is. You're constantly looking at these concentric circles surrounding the main event itself.
It'll be fascinating to see how this plays out in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it could be even more complicated with more people than we originally thought, but that's why I like great processes, and boy, it takes patience to do it, because you can get really impatient going for the quick result and the quick conviction or the quick charges. But a lot of times it might be deeper, especially when you have a group like this family that seem to have no problem broadcasting, at least within an inner circle, of what they were trying to do, because they were dumb.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.